Joe Biden likens running mate process to pinup calendar competition. By Kyle Olson on May 11, 2020. In private encounters, Joe Biden likened a vice presidential nominee selection process to browsing monthly morsels in a pinup calendar. The New York Times reported. It is not lost on Mr. Biden that whomever he chooses might well be elected the nation's first female president after his term, or at least become a new frontrunner for the distinction. He has called himself a bridge to the next generation of Democratic leaders, a transitional figure whose chief goal is the removal of President Trump. That Mr. Biden is a 77-year-old man likely to accept the nomination during a pandemic has attached even weightier stakes to his decision. In private encounters before this campaign, Mr. Biden has likened running mate evaluation to deciding among calendar models. With three broad categories, and outdated honorifics, contenders can be a Mr. August, a shot of momentum in the summer, a Mr. October, a reliable and effective campaigner for the fall, or a Mr. January, a governing partner, politics notwithstanding. Biden used the Mr. title before he had declared he would nominate a woman as his running mate. The story comes as Biden continues to defend himself against allegations that he sexually assaulted then-staffer Tara Reid in 1993. He had one hand underneath my shirt and the other hand. I had a skirt on and he went down my skirt and then went up. I remember I was up almost on my tippy toes, Reid told Megyn Kelly of the alleged attack. And when he went inside the skirt, he was talking to me at the same time, and he was leaning into me. And I pulled this way, away from his head. He was kissing my neck area. And he whispered, "Did I want to go somewhere else?" in a low voice. She continued, "I can't remember everything he said. But he said something vulgar. He said, 'I wanna fck you.' And he said it low, and I was pushing away. And I remember my knee hurting, because he had opened my legs with his knee. And our kneecaps clashed, so I felt, like, the sharp pain. His fingers were inside of my private area. My vagina. And there was no small talk, it was just sudden, and it was happening like that." Watch Kelly's full interview with Reid here. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also the host of The Kyle Olson Show, found on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Follow him on Twitter and like him on Facebook.